Jerry Bader Show 1007 Journey. Any way you want it, Jason's classic cut on a Monday. Wow, I did not expect this. Now, we're going to continue this through 11 o'clock, up to 11 o'clock. Don't call Jason, though, okay? Because we're going to be doing a different topic. Well, can we say this, Jason? If they really have no other way, can they call you? Well, because I would like to get maximum response on this. I read a piece over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal from this British beer reviewer. And I mean, if you're not aware, until craft brews popped up in the last 10, 15, well, almost 20 years now, Brits laughed at commercial British beer. They thought it was basically water. And he believes with the advent of the craft brew, I won't call it craze, but a rival, that you are now seeing America being competitive, maybe even exceeding Europe and Britain in terms of quality craft brews. This made me think, and I've been saying this on the air for some time, I believe the craft brew industry has cut into the big boy commercial beer industry, Miller, Bud, etc., much more than they want to admit, or they wouldn't be as worried about it as they are. So I'm asking you to text 79489. What's your first beer of choice? A craft brew? And you can name a specific one if you want. That's fine. A craft brew, if you're a beer drinker, male or female, by the way. Craft brew, or what I call the big boy beer, the big commercial beers. Given your druthers, which would you pick first? I will tell you, the early response is overwhelmingly craft brew. Overwhelmingly, by the way, you can 79489 or on Twitter, hashtag Jerry Bader. Or macro brew, yeah. Macro brews, and it's when we called craft beers micro brews, the big boys were macro brew. Someone says they don't think the traditional beer drinker is well represented on Twitter. Oh, I don't know about that. He thinks it would be more craft. Okay, well, see, that's the thing. Do you think that the craft brew drinker is overrepresented on texting? I don't. I'm not sure where technology plays into this, but it is overwhelmingly craft beer right now, including from the women. I say that because if there are more commercial beer drinkers out there that haven't done this, it's 79489 or hashtag Jerry Bader. See, now I figured that would happen. Now, just like that, we have a couple texting that are commercial beer drinkers. See, they were just sitting on their hands. So we'll keep pushing that throughout the remainder of the show. I want to get to two things quickly, and then I want to spend some time on a topic that I want your feedback on. It's going to take me quite a while to set up. The global warming hysteria continues. I mean, in massive overdrive. Just massive overdrive. There was a piece, I think it was over the weekend, from Ron Brownstein, or Brownstein. It was on Friday, I believe. Miami will likely be underwater before Congress acts on climate change. This was not The Onion. This is what they're doing because they just don't feel that there's anything else they can do other than be just absolutely hysterical about it. Let's see. Mark Knoller of CBS News quoted John Kerry as saying this in a speech today. If we do nothing about climate change, says Kerry, we are risking nothing less than the future of the entire planet. It's all they have. Histrionics and hysteria is all they have. There's no scientific evidence that in the immediate future, Miami or any other major American city is going to be underwater. Yeah, it was in that stupid climate report the administration put out with no scientific evidence. You know what's happening here, don't you? They are losing this debate, so they're going to just go more over the top than they ever have. Again, it's all they have. Here's another one. I think the Appleton Post-Crescent editorial page is one of the most liberal in the state. I think it's the most liberal of all the Gannett newspapers, and that's pretty heady competition. Although I got to tell you, over the weekend, they had one, at least to some extent, with which I have to agree, an editorial, that is. I think I have to agree with this to an extent. On the surface, it might look reasonable, but an appeals court decision about the state's open records law will close the public's access to information it has a right to see. Now, that's a gross overstatement on their part, but I'll read on. The ruling comes in the case of the Milwaukee School Board, which denied a request to give an employee's attendance and disciplinary records to a man who had been accused of abusing her and had a past restraining order against him. Okay, so this guy made an open records request to the Milwaukee Public School District for an employee's attendance and disciplinary records. He has a record of he had been accused of abusing her and has had a past restraining order against him concerning her. The school board had denied the request because of the man's past, and he had sued. The appeals court ruled that the man's history aligned him more closely with the class of persons statutorily denied access to public records for all safety reason, that is, committed and incarcerated persons. Again, that might sound reasonable, right? But in making the ruling, and this is the issue they have where I kind of agree with them, the court said that government officials can consider the intentions of people who will file open records requests when deciding whether to fill them. The Post-Crescent writes, that's a problem, a big problem. I agree completely. I mean completely. On that point, your intentions are irrelevant when you ask for open records. That's the whole point of open records. Now, at some point, you can be guilty of frivolous just trying to inundate a public entity. And I believe there's already a mechanism in place for that. But if I make an open records request and you can say, yeah, why do you want this? That, in fact, does extreme damage. Now, as they point out, and I don't have an answer either, I don't know how you address the issue of this guy other than say, look, if there's a chance that it will endanger the public employee's safety, then you don't have to give the open records. But even that is a potentially... That's like the exemption for the life of the mother in abortion. It can be abused. I don't know what the right answer is here, but something as vague as, well, yeah, from now on, you can kind of ask why they want it, I think is a very, very dangerous precedent. All right, in 5 minutes, I have a topic on which I don't have an opinion. I'm completely torn. I don't know what the right answer is here. I want to see if you do, but I'm going to tell you up front, I don't know. I'll see what you think in 5 minutes. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.